when I left.
Okay.
And his dad was the president of the ball club. Very active individual. Was always there and watched out for us. That's him there. And this is quite a nice picture. That's the only guy that I don't know. He was a board of director, but I can't remember who it was. Andy Cohen and Odie Lindemann, a great guy, was on the board of directors. Herman White. You've heard of his name, or you will.
I've seen his picture before.
In baseball. Mm-hmm. And this is Happy Chandler. He was the commissioner of baseball in those years.
Herman White, wasn't he with the Brooklyn?
No. He helped found the Northern League.
Okay, that's where I heard it from. Okay.
Yeah, and coincidentally was from Eau Claire. And this is... Ford Frick, who was the president of the National Baseball League, and they had some kind of a meeting here in Eau Claire for whatever reason. I don't know, but
they're having a good time.
Yeah, there were some big baseball wheels there, and
it's funny you bring up how it's like my uncle's. They used to be, they liked the Braves, you know, before when they hit Milwaukee. They didn't really care for them in Boston, but they liked them when they hit Milwaukee.
Yeah.
And they were big, big Brooklyn fan. I'm like, I was asking my uncle, it's like Brooklyn. You know, he's just like, I liked Brooklyn. We had nothing in Milwaukee. But they were like an hour south of here, and there's no interstate during that time. And.
Yeah, the memories of those years and the people that you met, you know, it just sticks with you, and the things that you did and experience only starts to sink in years later.
Yeah.
I mean, it's like the tremendous amount of money that you touched and didn't think anything of it.
Mm-hmm.
Today, I don't think that would happen.
I don't think so, no.
Not for a 14-year-old.
No.
No. And there wasn't ever any question. And after I looked back, there wasn't ever a time in which Dorothy was spying on me or mm-hmm. questioning, you know. I had a picture of one guy. This was called the Eau Clairean, and it was a great little magazine that was put together on a weekly basis, and it lasted only a couple of years. But they would zero in on somebody like the Bears and different things that transpired in Eau Claire. And there's a picture here of... this is on the Eau Claire Bears, I think.
Oh, Billy Bruton.
Yeah, there, Billy Bruton. Man, he was a great guy. There's the 1950 Eau Claire Bears, and there's that
picture.
Yeah, that's a clearer one, I think. Oh, here. There's Dorothy Wall. But there's a guy in there. Rule Morris. He was the manager of oil company here in Eau Claire.
What, the co-op?
Golden Rule.
Oh, Golden Rule.
And he and I got along just great. He loved me.
Looking at that parking lot there.
Yeah. I don't think Ruel and his wife had any kids that I know of. But he would always come down and say, Artie, do you need anything? No? Well, if you do, call me. I'll get it for you, you know. Thanks, Ruel. I appreciate that. And one day he came up to me and he said, Artie, said, what are you going to do after high school? Well, I said, I don't know. Mm-hmm. And he said, well, why don't you talk to your dad and see if he would allow you to come down to Florida? Because he said, I can't remember his wife's name, but them two always went down to Florida during the winter. And he said, you know, they don't have root beer stands down there like they have here in Eau Claire during the summer. But he said, you know, root beer stands down there can stay open the year around.
Yeah.
And he said, I'm dying to go down there and open up root beer stands. And he said, I need somebody to manage them. Yeah. And he said, the only person I could think of that would do that would be you. And you know, that really doesn't hit you as, wow, you know.
Yeah.
It's a big deal, you know. And so I went home and brought it up with my dad, and he said, Artie, he said, I don't think you should. It's a long ways away, and he said, I don't think you're ready for something like that. And that could be pretty strenuous and so on. And then he said, you got the draft, and so it didn't pan out, but just imagine, you know. One day, Ruel stopped into the concession stand, and he had a paper bag. And he said, I already put this in your cooler, but don't tell anybody you got it. And he said, could you put it where nobody would see it? And I said, well, I put it back by the near beer. Nobody goes near that, you know. And he said, good. And he said, by the way, tomorrow when you're up here working, you can have one, but don't do anything tonight. Okay. I hadn't any idea what it was. And so I just put it back then. I didn't open up the bag or play with it or anything. I just put it out there. And but the next morning I came to work and I opened it up, and it was a 6-pack of Patrick Henry beer. And I hadn't any idea what I was looking at. Patrick Henry didn't mean diddly squat to me. But it came in a green bottle. And I had one. And, oh, man, that was the greatest thing I ever drank. Oh, man, that stuff was good. Well, to a 15 or 16-year-old, you know, oh, man, you're in heaven. And this was years later. As a matter of fact, my daughter, Kate, was grown, was married, and was with her husband in Hawaii because he was in the Air Force. And Kate said, Dad, I got to take you someplace down in Honolulu. And so we walked into this store that he sold alcohol. And his walls were covered with beer bottles. Mm-hmm. And he said, there's not a beer bottle you can name. There's not a beer that you can name that I don't have up there someplace. Oh. I said, well, I'm from Eau Claire, Wisconsin, and he said, I said, I think there's a beer that you might not know. Oh, he said, I would imagine that's Lana Kugel's. Well, it crushed me to think that he knew what I was. I said, how'd you know that? Well, he said, I'll tell you the truth. He said, I'm originally from Cornell, Wisconsin. Oh, okay. Well, I said, you know, when I was a kid, I worked at the ballpark, and I told him about this beer. Mm-hmm. And I said, it came in a green bottle. He said, Patrick Henry. I said, I didn't even tell you anything about it other than it came in a green bottle, and it was in the 50s, Patrick Henry. He said, they don't make that anymore. But, he said, I think that it's the same beer that's now made by Samuel Adams. I said, well, maybe you're right. Mm-hmm. But I said, to me, that was the greatest thing I ever tasted. And he said, that was Patrick Henry. Mm-hmm. He said, that was the greatest beer you ever wanted to drink. And, you know,
he said,
30, 40 years later, you know, you're oh, gosh. That was,
well, you know, good beer. It's
that was something else. Oh, I don't think I got anything else here. No, those are things. So.
Well, I suppose we could let you get back to your fun.
Oh, would you? There's my card.
Thank you.
Yeah. I'll give